I'm not going to share what I was going to share this morning because God wants to do something different. During the worship, I think we need to respond to Joe's word with a treasure chest. I saw angels opening that chest and coming and giving out crowns. And I just want to give you a few scriptures, and then I want to pray, and we want to release that whole thing of kingly anointing, which is talking about crowns and royal identity. Every one of us is a king, son of God, and we have a royal identity, and God wants to enable us to function in that kingly anointing of power and authority. In Ephesians chapter 1, first it says in verse 16, it says, "I do not cease giving thanks for you while making you mention in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him." So God wants to give us an actual experiential understanding of him. Not just something we know about, but actually knowing him. And it's revelation that comes from the Spirit to our hearts. It says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened." The eyes of our heart are our imagination. A place where we see dreams and visions and have pictures. That God wants to enlighten that with revelation of himself, so that we can actually experience him and see him, and see the realm of heaven and the realm of the angels and the angelic, which is what happened with Jesus, how he operated. He wants us to operate the same way. So you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You have an inheritance which is to rule and reign like Jesus, to be joint heirs with him, which is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he wrought about in Christ when he raised him up from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So picture that. Jesus is in the heavenly places, seated on a throne next to the Father. And then it goes on and explains a little bit more about it. It says, "Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come." So he is higher than everything. And then it says this, "And he put all things in subjection," because he's a king, in subjection, in other words, under his authority, under his feet. And who are his feet? We are, because we're his body. So he is the head in the heavens, but he has feet here on the earth. "And gave him as head over all things to the church." So he is our head, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So Jesus is sat there enthroned. And then in chapter 2 verse 6 it says, "And he's raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So he has raised us up to the same place where he is, because we're sat with him in the same heavenly places. Now, for years, I think people have read this verse, and their understanding of this verse would be, yeah, that's true, but no experience of it. In these days, God is opening up these realms, because he's opening up the prophetic revelation and apostolic blueprints of heaven, so that we can not just read that verse and say yes, but we can read that verse and enter into it and experience that we are also to be seated in the heavenly realms. Not just because Jesus is there, and well, we're in him sort of, in a very ethereal sort of way, but actually because he wants us to be there as well. So I want you to get that picture. There is a throne for you to be seated on as a king. And in Revelation chapter 1, it says that in verse 6, that he has made us to be a kingdom of priests to his God. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So he has made us to be a kingdom of priests who have access to the very intimate things of God. And in chapter 3 in Revelation, scriptures that you know really well, it says in verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door at the knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me." Talking about the intimacy of relationship that we have when we open up the door of our heart and let God in to be king in our lives, and to have intimate relationship with him in which there's fellowship and revelation. Then it goes on to say, "He who overcomes, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne." There it is again. We can sit down with him on his throne. "As I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. The Spirit is saying this today. We need to listen, and we need to allow the revelation that God wants to become experiential for us. Because then it says in the next verse, after these things, so after I've opened my heart to God and he has given me the right to come and be seated on the throne with him, he says, "I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, like the sound of the trumpet speaking with me, said, 'Come up here and I will show you what must take place after these things.' And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on a throne." So I want you to get that picture. There is a throne. Jesus is on that throne. There is a throne. The Father is on that throne. There are thrones that we're supposed to be seated on. That is the place that you have authority and right to bring the rule of God through your life, so that God's kingdom can manifest from heaven to earth through our lives. We need to be in that place of authority and kingly authority. So as I was worshipping this morning, I saw a heaven open. I could see those thrones, and I could see Jesus saying, "Come up here. Come up here and be seated with me in the place of authority. In fact, above all the other authorities of the other powers that there are, so that we can bring the rule of God from heaven to earth." And as I was looking at that, I could see these angels coming into the room and opening the treasure chest and actually releasing crowns to place on your heads as a symbol of that kingly authority. And it just so happens, I went to Dudley, which is somewhere up near Birmingham Way, on Thursday, and I went with a couple of friends from the area who we've been meeting together to talk about apostolic covering for this area and an apostolic council. And we went to meet with Trevor Baker to talk about a national apostolic council. What is God doing nationally in raising people up to have and bring the authority of heaven? And there's so many things. We spent 4 hours with him just talking. That's all we did, just chat, talk about the things that God is saying and doing across the world, and how God is opening up these experiences of God's presence and power so that we could manifest that on the earth. It was just great to be there. But while I was there, I noticed that they had little bottles of kingly anointing oil. So in my spirit, it said, "You need to get one." Because I'm, you know me, I'm not really into that sort of stuff. But I was overruled by God and my spirit. And I bought a bottle, and I found out that actually it's the same stuff, same recipe, as what the kings in the Old Testament were anointed with. I can't exactly tell you the recipe right now, but I can find out. But it is made up with those same ingredients. So it's kingly anointing oil. And what I would want to do, I would want to today just encourage you, if you want to take your kingly authority, to be anointed with kingly oil, to take your seat in the heavens next to Jesus on the throne which belongs to you, just as we've read, and receive a crown. How we're going to do that? I'm sure God knows, because, you know, at this point in time, I'm just thinking, how are we going to do that? But I've seen it as God wants to do it, so let's do it. Okay, what we'll do, okay, let's get the ministry team up, and I will pray for them and anoint them with this kingly oil, so they can take their crowns from the angels, and then anyone else who wants to be anointed to take your kingly authority in that throne in heaven can come, and we'll all anoint you and release that upon you. I will anoint you with oil over here, and then as you walk across here, they can pray and place those crowns on your head. And I encourage you in the spirit, by faith, receive what God is doing. It's just oil, okay? But actually oil is symbolic of something in the spirit realm. And what God does through oil in anointing is powerful. So receive it by faith. As people give you a crown, receive it by faith. And in receiving the anointing and the crown, then take your place on the throne. Receive the authority and anointing of your kingly place in the heavens. And by faith, access that place every day. If you can access that place in the realm of the spirit, and your spirit can engage with that, awesome, great, that's fantastic. You can actually see yourself there and do things. Even if you can't see it, God always responds to faith. So by faith, when you get up in the morning, you can basically say, I am seated with Christ in the heavens. I have a throne of authority to bring God's kingdom through my life today. Around me, I will change the atmosphere of the earth around me, because I have authority to do that. Amen? Okay, so let's get the ministry team up, and I'll pray for them, anoint them, and then we'll get everybody else up. And